And now for something really scary, serial killers. In movies and TV shows, serial killers are almost always white males, loner types who are insane and like to leave clues for the authorities.
Good evening, Clary.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Maybe he's trying to share the responsibility of these murders with us. If we don't figure out the clues in time, the blood's on our hand.
Do you have any idea how crazy you are?
You mean the nature of this conversation?
I mean the nature of you.
A new report from the FBI says serial killers are not the kind of people you think they are, and definitely not what you see in the movies and on TV. We're joined now by Bob Morton. He's a special agent with the FBI. Is there any damage done by that stereotype being out there?
Well, law enforcement is part of the same community that consumes the entertainment industry like everybody else. So what happens is, because of the rarity of these cases, an investigator or a detective, the serial case that he's working on may be the only one he ever does. And so you relate it to things that you've been exposed to. The entertainment industry very obviously has exposed us to a number of things about serial murder that aren't necessarily true.
Was there ever a profile that the FBI has used in the past to look for serial killers?
There's not a single profile for any serial killer. That's one of the myths that comes out of books in Hollywood. Every serial killer was a white male that looked like Ted Bundy and was chasing women who had dark hair parted in the middle. In reality, what we always tried to do was to look at each individual crime or series of crimes by itself and try to establish some personality traits of the offender that would be committing those crimes.
Let's take a look at what you did find. When you see killers portrayed in the movies, they often leave little clues, you know, ways that the police can actually find out who they are. They say, you know, they want to get caught. Does that happen in real life?
If they really wanted to get caught, they would walk into the police station and say, for example, I'm the BTK killer. That didn't happen. People aren't good at what they do, and they make mistakes, and those are the kind of things that law enforcement uses to catch offenders.
There's also the stereotype of the dysfunctional loner serial killer. How accurate is that?
It's not accurate across the board for serial killers. There's a number of recent examples where you see people like Dennis Rader, who was married the whole time he was committing his crimes. On the outward side, a model citizen, a good father, a person who took a lot of interest in his children, someone who lived next door to you.
Your report mentions that much like this country, serial killers come in all races and colors, but it seems like a lot of the examples in this report are men. Are serial killers more often men than women?
Yes, they are more often men. It's an area that hasn't been studied a great deal. There have been women who do commit serial murder. They don't normally do it for the same reasons that men do it, for example, sexually motivated serial killers.
There's also this notion portrayed in Hollywood that the serial killer can't stop killing. Is that true?
No. There's a number of examples out there of people that have stopped for quite a long time. And that's usually based not on a sense of remorse, but this kind of activity takes a great deal of time out of your day. Because of that and the commitment to other things, a lot of times these people just, they stop doing it.
Mr. Morton, the way that you describe serial killers in real life, it sounds like they could pretty much be anybody. So how do you, as an FBI agent, how do you look for them?
Oh, I look for them based upon what they do at a crime scene, how they interact with the victim, what they do to the victim, how they choose the victim, how they dispose of the victim's body. You look at every single thing about why they would choose who they choose and kind of go from there.
Bob Morton is a special agent with the FBI talking to us about the new report on serial killers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.